Thank you, Mr. Burchard. Wonderful to be here again, all the way from Wisconsin, across the border. I hope everyone had a good and safe Independence Day yesterday. We mostly were at home doing chores, partially because last weekend we were in Chicago for a wedding and just some tourist things, so we're trying to get caught up from that. But it was a good day, very hot, tried to stay cool. Hope everyone had a good one yesterday, and I'd like to also welcome the guests today. It's wonderful to see everyone here. So I'm going to start out, we're going to turn to Psalm 55, and that's where we're going to spend the time there today. Psalm 55, and we're going to look at one specific verse and try to expound on that, dig into it. Psalm 55 is a psalm, a song of David, and when you read through that chapter, you can see that David is in anguish. He's struggling. He's wrestling with anxiety, with burden. So what's going on here? Like, David is crying out to God. He's in pain. He's in pain from enemies attacking him. It even seems that a good friend has betrayed him. The first part, as you read through Psalm 55, talks a lot about David's anguish, crying out to God. The second part starts transitioning over to knowledge and wisdom that David learned through this experience. So as I said, we're going to look at Psalm 55, verse 22. We're going to dig into this one verse, look at the meaning, think about how it can apply to us, about casting our burdens on God, as David did. So let's read that. Psalm 55, verse 22. It says, "Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved." So as you read that one verse, it's very encouraging. It's hopeful. It's uplifting. And it's important enough for David to be inspired to write it down when he went through this time of trouble. So I want to look at this verse, dig into some of these words a little bit, and expound on it so we can think about this for ourselves. We're going to start with this idea of burden. It says, cast your burden. So this is where we set the stage, looking at this word. Burden. We all have burdens. We have burdens right now as we sit here today. But what is it? A burden is something that's given or placed on us. It's like a lot, as in what life has given to you as your portion or lot. And some of us have heard this saying, this is your lot in life. So a burden can be a care, it can be a hardship, it can be a worry, it can be a cause of anxiety and distress. And in Psalm 55, David for sure had a burden from the worries, from fears, from heartache, of betrayal, from lies that were told against him. And we can see this in Psalm 55, we can see what he's dealing with. We'll read verse 2. He says, "Attend to me, hear me. I am restless in my complaint. I moan noisily." So you can imagine this. He's restless, potentially can't sleep. He's moaning and groaning. Verse 4, "My heart is severely pained within me, and the terrors of death have fallen on me." So again, imagine this. If you've ever had that type of heartache where it just pains you within your heart. And then jump down to verse 6. It says, "So I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove. I would fly away and be at rest." David wanted to escape. He wanted to get out of there. He wanted to fly away and avoid whatever he was dealing with, this anguish, this burden that he was dealing. It was encompassing him. It was a big deal. But the question that I have, does the size or complexity of a burden matter? It doesn't. It can be individual to us. It doesn't have to be this complex burden that, as David was being faced with, for it to be classified as a burden on us. Burdens can be big, they can be small. Everyone has burdens. Kids have burdens. Teens have burdens. Adults have burdens. A burden is something that weighs on us, pulls us down. It's on our shoulder. We carry it around with us. A burden can be physical in nature, something that you're born with. It can be a health issue that you're struggling with right now. Paul refers to such a thing as a health issue that he was dealing with, that seemed to be he was dealing with in 2 Corinthians, verse chapter 12. He said, "And lest I shall be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me." So it seemed that Paul had a thorn in his flesh, a physical ailment that he was burdened with. A burden can be emotional. It can be relationships. It can be family members. It can be difficult people at school and or at work. And as you go through chapter 55, David definitely was feeling an emotional burden. The betrayal of a friend, enemies that wanted to kill him. And burdens can be spiritual in nature. Worrying, struggling with our relationship with God. We all want to do better. We all strive to do better. But then we slip back into bad habits. That can be a burden on us. We can feel as though we let God down. It can be a struggle day to day to overcoming a bad habit or something that we've been working at. Burdens are anxieties, fears, worries. David, again, was fearful for his life. As we read, he was restless and moaning, having trouble sleeping. Finally, burdens can be responsibilities that we all have that weigh us down, that we carry around with us. Being able to pay the bills, deadlines, responsibilities that we all have, whether it's at school, whether it's at work, whether it's within our own families, at church. So I bring all these examples up to highlight that we all have burdens, and there's a lot. So that's where I wanted to set the stage with verse 22, but I want to continue on looking at some of these other words here to expound on it. And the next one is cast. It says, cast your burden. So when you think of the word cast, what comes to mind? You're sitting on the lake in your lawn chair, beautiful summer day, casting your fishing line. Is that what comes to mind? Nice leisurely afternoon. Well, in fact, this word cast is a lot more, I would say, forceful. You put a lot more force into it. You cast, you throw, you dispose of. So maybe if you're a fly fisherman, maybe, that would be more like casting, like you're really actively doing it. You're casting, throwing, getting rid of these burdens. So casting, it's throwing the difficulties that have been given to you. Throwing your worries on God. Disposing of your distress. Removing your anxieties. That's cast. The next word is sustain. He shall sustain you. So this word is talking about seizing, supporting, holding, and nourishing. So imagine this. This is talking about God sustaining you. He's seizing you. When you throw these burdens on him, he's holding you, lifting you up, supporting you, and nourishing you. That's very encouraging and comforting when you think about that. The next one is never. So this one's pretty straightforward. Never means not ever. Not ever in all eternity. God will never permit the righteous to be removed when you go through these steps. The next one is be moved. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. So this just means, be moved means shaking, wavering, tottering. So he's not going to allow that. God does not allow that. So the reason for going through these words is to hopefully draw this out so we can think about it, expound on it, and then take these words and we can think about what this verse is saying to us. We can slightly rewrite it, and the verse could say something like this: throw away this heavy weight that has been given to me. Throw it on God. He will maintain you, guide you, feed you, provide for you, because he will never in all eternity let righteous people waver, shake, or fall. That's very encouraging, hopeful, and interesting. But if you're like me, you read this verse and start thinking about, okay, what do I do with this? Like, this is really helpful and encouraging to me. It lifts me up, but what do I do with this information? And if I throw my burdens on God, does that mean I'm giving up? Does it show a sign of weakness or character flaw within me if I'm throwing these burdens? Shouldn't I be strong enough to deal with them myself? These are thoughts that came to my head. The answer is, of course, no. It's what God says. It's what God wants. He says, cast your burden on the Lord. And throughout Scripture, that's what righteous people have done. Whether it's Moses, Esther, David, Paul, and on goes the list. It's not weakness. It's a strength of character to be able to do this. It's hard to do this because it shows that we trust and rely on God so much that we want to give this over to him. It's a type of faith. And each of these individuals, these righteous people in the Bible, all of them, David in Psalm 55, they all remained active participants. The burdens just didn't disappear if you throw the burdens onto God. But by doing this, it shows that they've acknowledged that they need help, or I need help. And we do this to show that we depend on God. We need him. We can't do it alone. And that's the same for us. The challenges don't disappear. We remain active participants, but we have to try to throw these things that are weighing us down, transferring the burden to him. It's an act of trust, it's an act of faith, and it enhances, it builds our relationship with God. It's about trusting God so much that whatever is bothering us, whatever is burdening us, whatever fear, worry, anxiety, we give it over to him so that can ease our load, that load on our backs, on our shoulders. And we can trust that everything is okay. That's what Psalm 55 is talking about. The beauty of this verse is that David learned this lesson through these trials, that whatever was weighing him down, it can and should be transferred to God. The Apostle Peter also reminds us again in 1 Peter 5 and verse 6. Very similar. It's a reminder in the New Testament. 1 Peter 5 and verse 6. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Casting, again, that word, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Again, very encouraging. So final thoughts as I close. One, know that God wants to release our burdens on him. Two, stir faith by getting into his word. Three, don't listen to negative thoughts. Capture them, revoke them, and focus on the good thoughts. And finally, prayer. Make it a habit daily to be an active participant with God by handing over those burdens. So, happy Sabbath.